I don't like negative politics, and there's a lot of it now in Canada, and I hate it. I actually hate it. It seems like it happens in other countries, and now we've just adopted it, and I don't like it, right? I don't care what party is doing it. I just don't like negative political advertising. When I hear negative political advertising now, I just, in my head, immediately go to a feces-flinging monkey. Because I don't care what they're saying, because the tone of it, I don't want to hear what you don't think someone else can do. I want to hear what you've done and then what you can do. Don't guess what someone else can't do based on your ridiculous assumptions. So this is what, when Justin Trudeau got elected as the Liberal leader, and I think we can all agree that no one at that point was more disappointed than Brian Mulroney, who I'm quite sure turned to his son, "Really, Ben? E-talk? This is disappointing." This is what they got a hold of for Justin Trudeau. He is a teacher. He's a former teacher. Gross. What do they know? What can they possibly teach us? Teachers. He's a former camp counselor. Whatever. Useless skills, surviving in the woods. When will that ever come into play? And he was born, obviously, into a famous political family. And who among us can't choose which family we're born into? It's easy. You come out, you don't like what you see, you swim back in, right? Easy. They got a hold of those facts, and then they just started negative attack ads right away against Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau is a teacher who can't... This former camp counselor can't be riding on the coattails of his father who... Brought to you by the Conservative Party of Canada. They're all doing it.